Good morning. This is Akashwani Kohima, reading you the morning news. I am Matsina. The Lok Sabha passed the Disaster Management Amendment Bill 2024. The bill amends the Disaster Management Act 2005 and intends to strengthen the efficient working of the National Disaster Management Authority, NDMA, and the State Disaster Management Authorities, SDMA. It empowers the NDMA and SDMA to prepare the disaster plan at national level and state level instead of the National Executive Committee and the State Executive Committee. The bill also empowers the state government to constitute a separate urban disaster management authority for state capitals and cities with a municipal corporation. The bill will provide for creation of disaster database at national and state level. Nagaland has been accorded an award in excellence and innovation for its outstanding achievements in disaster risk reduction, DRR. The award was conferred by the International Institute of Security and Safety Management at its 34th Annual Global Conclave 2024 in New Delhi yesterday. Informing this, the Nagaland State Disaster Management Authority, NSDMA, said the award recognizes the state's progress in implementing innovative DRR measures, including financial resilience systems for disaster response, advancements in hazard preparedness, and collaborative actions to boost disaster mitigation strategies. NSDMA officials, led by Joint Executive Chief Executive Officer Johnny Rongmai, received the award. During the ceremony, Union Minister of State for Defence Sanjay Seth lauded Nagaland's accomplishment, saying it exhibited the government's commitment to building a safer and more resilient community through forward-thinking approach to addressing the challenges. Indian Grandmaster Dommaraju Gukesh yesterday became the youngest chess champion in the world. Gukesh made history as he clinched the title, defeating Ding Liren of China in the 14th and final match of the FIDE World Chess Championship in Singapore. In total 14 matches, 18-year-old Gukesh won 3, while defending champion Ding succeeded in 2. Rest, 9 matches were drawn. Gukesh beat the record previously held by Garry Kasparov, who got the crown at the age of 22. Gukesh is the second world champion from India after Vishwanathan Anand, who won the title 4 times. On social media platform X, Mr. Anand congratulated Gukesh for his achievement and said it is a proud moment for chess, for India, and a very personal moment of pride. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated D. Gukesh for winning the World Chess Championship. In a social media post, the president said his victory shows the authority of India as a chess powerhouse. She said that Gukesh has made the whole country proud and wished him more glory in the future. Mr. Modi, taking to X, said this historic achievement is a result of Gukesh's unparalleled talent, hard work and determination. The Prime Minister said it has not only etched his name in the annals of chess history, but also inspired millions of young minds to dream big and pursue excellence. Mount T.E. College, Wakha, celebrated its Golden Jubilee yesterday. Addressing the event as special guest, Minister for Tourism and Higher Education, Temujin Imna Along commended the contributions of past leaders, faculty and alumni association. He acknowledged the challenges faced in the early years of the college and urged the community to work toward its future growth. He also called for unity among stakeholders to introduce science stream in the college. Advisor Agriculture Martin Yantan reflected on the college's humble beginnings and lauded its role and contributions to the community. The advisor underlined the importance of collective support for academic excellence and infrastructural growth. India Meteorological Department has issued dense fog warnings for the northeastern states over the next few days. The department forecasts that dense fog conditions are very likely to prevail during late night and early morning hours in isolated pockets of Nagaland, Assam, Meghalaya, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura till 17th of December. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a good day.